Ponds, The Last Train, by Emily Slocum. Read for you by Chris Roman. 1. The Last Train. Jeffrey Carlson was a good man, a decent, good-hearted, and hard-working man. He had always been loyal to his friends, his family, and the life insurance company he had worked for as a salesman for over 15 years. No one would ever have imagined that he was able to commit a crime, but one day he decided to take a young woman's life. Her name was Becky James. She was 23 years old, and she had just begun to work as a sales assistant at his insurance company, Pro Life Insurances. Jeffrey had been there for 20 years, and Becky, a college graduate, had been assigned to work with him. She was supposed to learn from his experience, accompany him on his door-to-door sales rounds, make notes, and organize his busy schedule. Jeffrey's boss would later state that he had been delighted to have some company on his travels and had been eager to pass on all his knowledge of becoming a life insurance salesperson. Jeffrey and Becky had been working together for a little over 4 months when he pushed her in front of an incoming subway train on July 22, 2015 in Greenwich Village, New York. After Jeffrey's wife, Jill, had received news of his arrest, she reported to the police that they had been struggling to make ends meet during the previous couple of months. They and their two children had been forced to move to a smaller apartment outside of Brooklyn by the end of that month and to sell their car. But she told the police that Jeffrey had not shown any signs of stress over their lack of income or their growing debt. He had remained positive, at least on the surface, repeatedly assuring her that there had always been ups and downs in his line of work and that everything would soon be okay again. She had believed him and swore to the police that this must be a misunderstanding and that he was not capable of such a crime. "That's not my Jeff. Not my sweet Jeff," she kept saying. Detective Dan Stevens had just got home from a 14-hour shift when he received the call from his former partner, Detective Gonzalez. She informed him about what had happened and asked him to come to the precinct to get Carlson to confess, as he had not said anything since his arrest. Gonzalez had been trying to get Carlson to talk and to get a full confession for the previous 6 hours before realizing she needed help. Stevens possessed a gift. He knew how to get suspects to talk. He never knew why they would open up to him as willingly as they did, but he accepted it without analyzing how his approach differed from that of others. After his long day at work,
sample complete. Ready to continue?